We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, OBR fans? Welcome into a Saturday, February 4th episode of your weekend OBR film breakdown. I'm your host, Jake Burns. We have a Saturday quick mock, as we always do, and this will be a really quick one because my son's birthday is on Saturday. So today, that means in and out. Got a lot going on today, but I do want to continue to do these mocks with my thought process tied around them. So, reminder, great stuff up. 4 Saturday mocks is up today. You got the Senior Bowl today on at 2:30. So, a lot of stuff, if you're interested in these prospects, readily available for you to check out, you know, including write-ups where I put 5 prospects that I think the Browns are going to be really interested in coming out of this Senior Bowl week, which includes practices, which are obviously pretty important on top of those, the game performance today. So, check all that out. We have 4 Saturday mocks, great guests. We have Brad Ward of the OBR. We have Mike Keefe again of the OBR. On top of, we're going to be including some different folks in our mock, so I'm excited about that. We include today a OBR fan, and we're going to have many OBR fans and readers come through. Ian Wright posted one today, so he did a great job. So, like I said, go check out 4 Saturday Mocks, where you can see this mock written up in a bigger, longer format. We'll also do, reminder, try to do different simulators, Pro Football Network, Pro Football Focus. I still think the mock simulator over at Pro, the Draft Network is down. They're redoing it in some way, shape, or form, so we'll include them soon. There's also FanSpeak, which I think has done a really nice job this year. So, again, we're going to do the mock draft database, NFL mock draft database simulator for this one. So we'll enter the room, and we'll fire this up. I'll pause at the end of the first round because I always kind of like to see if there is a potential outside trade-up opportunity, if there's somebody the Browns would really like at that spot. So we're moving through pretty quickly, and that is the end of the first round into the first pick of the second round. So guys at the top of the second round available that I would find interesting, right? So this is the first pick of the second round went to Houston, which it is Sioke Ika, the defensive tackle out of Baylor. Guys that are still sitting here that I'm very interested in at this spot. Nolan Jones, obviously, B.J. Ojulari. Those are guys that are definitely edge players that I think could help right away. Tuli Tuipulotu from USC is available. Again, those are three guys that I'd be paying very close attention to sort of right off the bat. And I don't know if you get toward pick like 40, I could see a move up happening. But again, I'm not sure the Browns are going to be so desperate to get an edge here that they would move up. So we'll keep moving. It looks like those two edge players went off the board in a matter of the next 4 picks. So not a spot that we can trade and feel comfortable trading right away here. So Tuli ends up going pick 40. So it does sort of limit what's available for us at pick 42 here. So pick 41 ends up being Felix Anaduke Uzomah, the Kansas State tackle. So trade offers that have come in, we have just one trade offer, which is the Eagles offering us our pick 42 for their pick 63, but offering us a round 3 and round 5, but not until the 2024 draft. for the sake of the fun of this, I want to make this pick at 42. I don't think that the Browns would necessarily turn that away, but you know, for the sake, like I said, of this one, we're going to make picks. So what I like at this spot, wide receivers that are on the board that I really like, Rashee Rice, Tyler Scott is available, and then Kayshon Boutte also available. As far as edge players go, Andre Carter, who's having up and down Senior Bowl, is available. The Army edge, long, lanky, can really turn the corner at times. Not a great run defender. Derek Hall, bricked up, really strong, bigger body, defensive end, edge type, who can really anchor some things as far as a run defender. I like him. Zach Harrison out of Ohio State, uber athletic, up and down career. Not a ton to love in terms of at this spot for my buck. Will McDonald, older prospect out of Iowa State, but had a great week at the Senior Bowl. Adebowore, the Northwestern product is still there, but interested in him a little later. At safety, Antonio Johnson from Texas A&M is there. Jordan Battle, Chris Smith at Georgia, JL Skinner at Boise State still available. All guys to be relatively interested in. At this spot, given what I predict to happen in the wide receiver room, I do think I want to attack wide receiver early here because I don't think the Browns are going to have as much luck as people think getting a player right off the bat, a veteran or a young productive player that way people think before the draft. So I think they're going to have to draft one. I'm going to take Tyler Scott. You guys know my affinity for Tyler Scott. Really like him out of Cincinnati. So quick, but also a 4.29 long speed guy. I think he's got so much potential to get in and out of cuts and move, and it's just a lot of things I really like about him. So that's the pick there. We're up again here at pick 98. Cowboys offered pick 129, 170, 176, and around six in the next year. I don't like that for this exercise, and the next one isn't good. So again, I want to make picks here and talk about players. So like I said, we're up again here at pick 97. So JL Skinner, certainly a guy from Boise State that I like who's available here, having, again, a relatively okay Senior Bowl. Again, he's a spot that's available. Steve Avila, the interior O-lineman out of TCU, is available, who I like. Very powerful player, good hand placement. Jack Campbell, the linebacker from Iowa, is there, which would be an interesting pick. You know, if they don't end up replacing Mike linebacker, Campbell is certainly a fun player at this spot, given what's available. Will McDonald is still available. I would have to think, although Will McDonald is older, if he were to be here at this spot and you're looking at trying to find an upside edge type, if Will McDonald is sitting here, I think the Browns would be really tempted. Keon White, also an older prospect. Nick Hampton, a little younger. McDonald turns, he's 23 right now. So he's going to be on the high side of age. He turns 24 June 4th. So he would really be on the high side of age, the age they like to take. So again, at this point, it depends on what they do in free agency. There's certainly some guys to be interested in at this spot. Looking at D linemen, Keanu Benton still available in this simulator. Colby Wooden, out of Auburn, still available. Carl Brooks, again, another older prospect out of Bowling Green, still available. At this spot, given what's available, I do think Keanu Benton would probably be, based on age and qualifiers, the best pick for Cleveland. He certainly would be a fit. I draw some Larry Ogunjobi comparisons to him when I see him on film. So we're going to end up taking him. We're going to be up again here at pick 111 as the Browns make a slew of picks here. We'll look back at edge. Will McDonald's still available at edge. If he was still available, the Browns would most certainly be ready to pull the trigger and take him at that spot because I think he's well worth this 111th pick based on skill. Even though he's older, the Browns could use a player who can come in and play right away, and I envision him as a guy who can come in and play right away. Another spot here, we're up at 126. Guys at the top of the board available, A.T. Perry, the wide receiver from Wake Forest, who I like. Trey Dean, I'm kind of lukewarm on Trey Dean's flexibility, the safety out of Florida. Dayan Henley, the linebacker out of Washington State, is really fun, would be a guy that I'm paying close attention to at this spot. I actually think that based on some things, Jammie Robinson available. If Jammie Robinson's available, 126, I find that hard to believe. He's having a nice week. He would be a really fun pick. Other guys I'm interested in at this spot and will be when we go 142, 144 is Nick Herbig, who's the Wisconsin edge linebacker hybrid player who's fun, and Dorian Williams, the Tulane linebacker who I think has had a nice week, is fun there. So we're going to pick Jamie Robinson. Like that pick. Good player. Think he could help our secondary at safety. We're kind of trying to find that hybrid safety slot. So again, an interesting spot. Like him at that number. Now up at 142 and then right up again at 144. And again, we're looking for players that we like, who we think can make a difference at certain positions of need. We'll go through all of them. Doubling up at wide receiver, the top of the list would be Jaden Reed. Michigan State is available. Andrea Iosivas, who is out of Princeton, having an up-and-down Senior Bowl week, but a fun player. Jonathan Mingo, Ole Miss, also certainly someone to look at. Interior O-lineman, because I do think the Browns will draft him at one point. Braden Daniels from Utah available. McClendon Curtis, Chattanooga, is available. Asim Richards out of North Carolina. Juice Scruggs, Alex Forsyth. Those are names that I'm certainly interested in there. Linebacker Dorian Williams, Herbig. Ivan Pace, he has had a really fun week. Ivan Pace has, so he's another guy I'm looking at. Edge guy still available. Nick Hampton out of App State, a guy that I would have my eye on. That's probably it at this spot. Running back, Rashawn Johnson, fun player. Kendre Miller, a fun player from TCU. Tyjae Spears out of Tulane. The D-line, looking at interior guys. The only guy I would have been interested in, just went two picks before, and that's Adebawore, the kid from Northwestern, who's had a great Senior Bowl week. But there are some fun options there if you want to double up D-line and just continue to try to get better at that spot. Tight end, Luke Schoonmaker is available. Josh Wiley from Cincinnati, who's had a great Senior Bowl week. Certainly interested in trying to get an expansion at tight end. Cornerbacks available. Cameron Mitchell out of Northwestern. Max Melton out of Rutgers. Anthony Johnson, Virginia. Catrell Clark out of Louisville has had a nice shrine this week. Darius Rush, who has actually been some people's MVP from the cornerback position at the Senior Bowl. I don't think he will be there by any means at pick 142, but in this simulator, he is here, so we are going to take him, double up there.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now I'm going to look at tight end, where I think Josh Wiley is a fun tight end. So we're going to take tight end at 144, Josh Wiley, and then we're going to continue this thing on two Cincinnati players coming to Cleveland. A ton of talent has gone through that place. Now we're looking up again. Now pick 190, right? Pick 190 for what's the top available players. Tyjae Spears is available. Jaden Reed still available. Jay Ward, who's a fun DB, but we've already taken a couple of those guys. So I'm certainly looking more like, is there an interior O-lineman who I would be really interested in? Braden Daniels is still sitting there. A linebacker, am I interested in anyone that's left there? Shaka Hayward from Duke is available, who I think is a fun prospect. As both the linebackers I was interested in were gone. And that would be something we would be prioritizing a bit more, right? If we knew we came out of free agency with what issues, right? So looking again, running back. I think if pick 190, if Tyjae Spears is really sitting here, I do think they would go that direction. So I think they want to continue to get running backs in the door who can be difference makers in the pass catching phase, where I think the Browns need a complement to Nick Chubb and what Jerome Ford can bring in. So I'm interested in Spears at pick 190 there. Now we're up with our last pick, pick 231. Top of the board is Mingo. But if we're sitting here at the end of this and there's an interior O-lineman I'm interested in to develop a young player, I think Braden Daniels would be a good pick out of Utah at that spot. So that's who we're going to pick. So pick 42, Tyler Scott out of Cincinnati. Pick 98, Keanu Benton out of Wisconsin. Pick 111, Will McDonald out of Iowa State. 126 is Jamie Robinson, the safety from Florida. Florida State. 142 is Darius Rush, the corner from South Carolina. 144, Josh Wiley, Cincinnati tight end. Tyjae Spears, the running back out of Tulane. And then Braden Daniels, the interior lineman out of Utah. That's the group. All right, so this will be posted as one of the four daily mocks. Well, it's not daily. This is our four Saturday mocks. So go to the OBR and check out everybody else's picks. See what you think. If you like them, let me know. We appreciate you guys stopping by, listening to this pod, obviously. Sorry to make it a short one, but again, fun Saturday. My boy turns 5 today. We're really excited about that. Awesome stuff. I first started writing about football right around the time he was born, back in 2018. He was born on the Super Bowl. The Eagles beat the Patriots in that Super Bowl, and the Eagles are now all the way back into the Super Bowl, but it's the next weekend. That tells you the NFL has pushed back another extra week. So anyway, guys, listen, have a great Saturday. I will probably post an OBR weekly replay tomorrow. If you want to hear somebody else's opinion on the Browns, I will share that. But otherwise, listen, thanks for stopping by this week. We'll have a fresh week of content leading up to the Super Bowl. Should be a fun week of covering the NFL next week. Appreciate you guys stopping by. Have a great Saturday and a great weekend. Go Browns.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.